Hello, this is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
I've just been told that we've purchased something, and I don't know what it is. Hello?
Okay. As I can check in my database, ma'am, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone. Okay. Which cost around, as I can check in my database, ma'am, yesterday there was an order, okay.
And order for what?
The order is a mobile phone, okay. It's a mobile phone which cost around $300, yes. So that is the reason you are getting the call.
Yes, but I'm sorry, but I don't think we purchased a mobile phone.
Okay. What was the last time you had did online shopping, ma'am? You remember?
No, I can't. And my husband's in hospital at the moment, so it's not nice. I don't know where the thing came from, but it's not from us.
Okay. So there can be a possibility, ma'am, might somebody is trying to misuse.
Yes. So yeah. Can you cancel that order? Can you cancel that order?
Yes, ma'am. Let me check, first of all, why you are getting this problem. And let me tell you one more thing, ma'am. When I checked the account, I found 2 unknown locations from where the account has been accessed. Okay. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. Yes. So have you ever been to those countries in the past? Like for business or for travel?
No, certainly not.
No, okay. And apart from these countries, have you ever been to any other country?
No, I haven't for 2 years.
Okay.
Because my husband's in hospital. I'm not traveling.
All right. So, in that case, what I'm going to do is, ma'am, like online hackers has been found over the network, okay? And if you are having some kind of hacking issues, ma'am, so it's not something good that is happening, okay? Because what they can do is, if I will block this order also, they can do the same activity tomorrow or day after tomorrow, okay? So directly I will get connected to the secure server. So first we are going to block all the hackers from the network, okay? So okay. Next time you will not face this type of problem in future, okay?
Good.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's an Apple.
Apple.
No, I don't know.
Okay, I will help you. Can you see any brand name over there like Samsung, Oppo, Vivo, anything like that?
No, I can't.
You can't. Okay. You differentiate between Apple and a normal mobile, right? An iPhone and a normal mobile. Right?
No idea. Yes.
Okay. Let me check. Okay. And, okay, not an issue. Do one thing, go back, go to the back page, go to the home page on your mobile. Put me on a speaker first of all. put me on a speaker?
I can't.
Okay, do you have any kind of laptop or a computer?
Now I've got you on speaker.
Okay. Now, do one thing, go back, go to the back page.
I don't know how to do that.
Press the home button. You will get your wallpaper, the first page of your mobile phone.
No. Oh dear. No, I can't.
Okay. Do you have any kind of laptop or a computer at your place, ma'am?
I have a computer, yes.
Okay. And what was the last time you had used your computer?
Oh, I just checked my emails this morning.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Then you can be in front of your computer, ma'am. It will be fine.
Okay.
Take your time, be in front of your computer.
Yes, I'm in front of my computer.
Lovely. And first of all, confirm me once again, ma'am. You have not been to Nigeria and South Africa in the past, right? Never?
Never.
You recall, right? Never. Okay.
Never.
And okay, and apart from those two countries, have you ever been to any other country?
Oh, yes. Yes, Singapore, Tokyo.
Okay, lovely.
But this is, I'm talking about 20 years ago.
20 years ago, all right.
Yes.
And did you use any local Wi-Fi over there, a local internet? Particular that country is the internet.
Well, we're on the internet.
Okay, not an issue, not an issue. Okay. Now, the computer which you are having, it's an and like it's an Apple computer or it's a Windows computer?
I have no idea. I think it's Windows.
Windows. Okay, lovely. Do you want thing, ma'am? Open up Google Chrome from your mobile, from your computer, Google.
Google.
Do you have Google Chrome?
I don't know. I think I do.
Okay, open it up. Lovely. Open it up, ma'am.
It says search Google.
Search Google, okay. Now, where it's written search Google, at very top, ma'am, very top of the page, can you see there is a plus sign to open a new tab, plus.
No.
Just have a clear look, okay?
I'm looking.
Take your time, yep.
No, I've got Google, but there's nothing else.
Okay. At top, can you see the white long panel where you can type, where it's written https://, can you see that column?
No.
www dot, something like this. No?
No.
Okay.
All I've got up there is search Google or type a URL.
Okay, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now type it over there. You are on the correct page. Now type it over there. www dot.
www. Yes.
Dot. Then.
Yes.
Then I will spell it out for you. Okay. Then A for alpha. A.
A.
Yes, ma'am.
A.
Then.
What?
Then. Then N for November, N.
M.
N, like N for Nancy.
Yes, okay.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yes.
Then D for David. D.
Yes. Yeah.
Then E for Echo. E.
Yes.
Then S for sugar. S.
Yes.
Then K for kilo. K.
Yes, got that.
Now put a single dot, one single dot.
Yes.
Then COM, com. Charlie.
C-O-M.
Yes, ma'am. COM, com.
Yes.
Now it will be www.anydesk.com, right?
Yes.
Now press enter.
Press what?
Enter, ma'am. Enter. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Done that.
Now tell me what you can see. What's came up? I will guide you.
It says access.now. Access any device at any time from anywhere.
Okay,
Download now.
you are on the website, right? Lovely. Click on download now. One click.
Yep.
Okay, once you click on that, you will get another page, right?
Yep. All platforms,
Okay.
all devices.
No need to read out. No need to read out. Can you see something is downloading as anydesk.exe?
No.
Okay, I will guide you where you can get that, okay? Don't touch your computer. Don't scroll the page. Just have a look at very left-hand side down corner, okay, on the screen. Can you see there is a file as anydesk.exe?
I've got any
Left.
desk and it and two in brackets dot exe.
Yes. Put two click on that. Two click simultaneously. Double click.
Yes, it's come up.
Now what you can see?
Free license, da da da. Your address 698-589-298.
Slowly, ma'am, slowly. 698.
589.
589.
298.
398.
298.
Okay, 298, right? Okay, it's 698-589-298. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, right-hand side top, ma'am. Just have a look at very right-hand side top. Can you see four bars over there? Four bars?
Yes.
Just behind the arrow, which is pointing
Yes,
towards. Lovely. Click on
I.
that
Okay.
four bar once.
Yeah, and it come up. Oh, damn. It comes up settings, set password, address book, da 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 da.
Lovely, lovely, yes. Click on settings, ma'am. One click on settings.
Yep.
Now just have a look left-hand side. Can you see it's written settings, user interface, security, privacy, display?
Yeah.
Click
Yep.
on
Audio.
lovely. Click on security, the second option.
Right.
Done.
Yeah.
Just hold on. Once you click on security, now what you can see, ma'am?
Sorry, what did you say?
Once you click on security, now what you can see?
I can see interactive access and permissions.
Just hold on. don't do anything, okay? Now I am going to provide you a secure password, ma'am, okay? Don't share this password to any of the third person. This password is only for you. All right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now do one thing, right hand side top. Can you see the four bars? The four bars.
Yes.
Click on the four bars once again.
Yes.
Once you click on that, can you see the second option which says set password?
Yes.
Click on set password.
Yep, I've done it.
Now what you can see?
It says set password.
Lovely. And there is a two column, password and confirm password, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now the password will be, I'm going to spell it out for you, ma'am, okay? Now remember, yes, all the letters will be in the uppercase, okay? All the letters. All right.
Yes.
In the capital. Nobody is, not a single letter will be in the lowercase. Okay. Now the first letter will be E. E for echo. Capital E. E for echo.
Yes. Yes.
Then B. B for Barcelona. B. Capital B.
Yes. Yes.
Then A. A for alpha. A.
Sorry, E. No, E, B, E.
No. E, B, A. Like A for apple.
Oh, I see. E, B, A, yes.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yes.
Then from the numbers, okay? From the numbers. Number one.
One.
Number five.
Five.
Then number one.
Right.
Then seven.
Seven. Right.
Now below, can you see two options?
It says confirm password.
Okay, click on confirm password now. Click on confirm password.
Right.
Now type the same password. All the letters will be in the capital. All the letters, okay? First letter will be E for echo, E.
Yeah.
Then B for Barcelona. Done? Done, ma'am?
E-B-A-Y.
Uh-huh. 1-5-1-7.
Right. E-B-A-Y. You have done it.
Then click on apply. Done, ma'am?
Yes.
Now the password box disappeared, right?
No, it's got passwords do not match.
Okay, that means you had done something wrong. Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Okay, make the panel empty from both of the panels. Confirm password and password. Both the panels should be empty.
I'm going to just try it again.
All the letters will be in the capital letter, ma'am. Keep that in mind. E-B-A-Y 1-5-1-7.
That's what I've done.
Done it. It will match.
I think I must have put the wrong password in up above.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you click on apply?
Yes.
Now the password box disappeared. It matched, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
That's lovely. Now do one thing, be hold with a pen and a paper, ma'am.
Pardon?
Be hold with a pen and a paper. Now,
And pay.
yes.
What do you want me to do next?
Now type it over there. Now what you can see?
Windows Defender firewall has blocked some features of this app.
Click on allow access.
All right.
Okay. Now what you
No.
can see?
Set password.
Okay, can you see the minimize button, the minus sign right-hand side top corner? Click on the minus sign, minimize the page.
Minus sign.
Right-hand side top corner, ma'am. There will be a minus sign, there is a square, there is a X. Click on the minus.
No, I can't see it.
Okay, can you see the four bars? Four bars.
Yeah.
Just top of the four bar, just above. Can you see there is a cross X? X. Just the four. No exit, ma'am. No exit. Don't click on exit. I will guide you. Listen to me carefully, okay? Can you see the four bars over there? Four bars.
Yes.
Just above four bars. No need to click. No need to click. First, listen to me. Just above the four bars, can you see there is a X cross?
Yes.
And
Yes.
just next to the X, left-hand side, can you see there is a square?
Yes.
And just next to the square, left side, can you see there is a minus?
Yes.
The minus. Click on the minus sign. It will minimized.
Yeah.
That is a minimized button, okay? Keep that in mind. Minimize. Click on the minimize once again.
Everything's disappeared.
Okay. Now you are on the desktop, right? Where you can see all your icons.
Can't see anything.
Okay, not an issue. Open up the Google once again. Google.
Yeah.
Now at a very top of the page, can you see there is a plus sign? Plus, top of the page.
Yeah.
Okay. Now type it over there on the search panel. V for Victoria, V.
Sorry.
V for Victoria, V.
A capital V.
Doesn't matter. But all will be in the same format. Capital, use capital or small. Anyone.
Right.
Then A for Alpha, A.
Yes.
L for London, L.
Yes.
I for Indiana, I. D for David, D.
Yes.
A for Alpha, A.
Yes.
T for Tango, T.
What was the last one?
T for Tango, ma'am.
Yes, got that.
Lovely. Then O for Oscar, O.
Yes.
R for Robert, R.
Yes.
Lovely. Now press enter. Once you press enter, ma'am, you will get something as the W3C markup validation service. You have to click on the first option, the W3C markup validation service.
Markup validation service. What do I do?
The W3C markup validation service. Click on it.
Right.
Now, this is the markup validation page, ma'am. From here, we are going to check if your online activities has been affected by the online hackers or not, okay, and how many hackers are still active on your line. Okay, now on the address panel, click on it and type it over there, www.onlineshopping.com. All will be in the lowercase.
Where do I put that?
Can you see the address bar over there, the long white address bar?
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
All will be in the lowercase, okay? All the letters. www. Dot
yes.
Onlineshopping.com.
Online shopping.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot com.
Yes, ma'am. Then click on check.
Okay.
Now wait for the results. Once you will get the results, just let me know, ma'am. Now what you can see, ma'am?
Nothing. I've clicked. Oh, sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Okay, can you see something as errors blocking validation, something like this?
Yeah, it says jump to error blocking validation.
Okay, that means the hackers which has been found on your network, okay, they are blocking the validation request too. Okay, do one thing, top right hand side corner, can you see there is a minus sign? Click on the minus sign.
Where?
Minimize. A minimize button, ma'am. Right hand side, top corner. The X square, the X, the minus, that one. At very top, very top. Very top. Top bar.
What am I looking for?
Minus sign, ma'am. Minus. Minus.
No, I can't see a minus sign.
okay. Hold on, dear. I understand. Okay. Right hand side top. Can you see there is a three dots, three black dots?
Yes.
And just above three black dots, can you see there is a square?
Yes.
And there just beside X. Square, yes, X. Just next to the X, can you see there is a square?
Yes.
And just next to the square, can you see there is a minus, minimize, minus?
Yeah, I can see it.
Lovely. Click on the minus one. Minus.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Now, left-hand side down corner on your screen, can you see the four-flag windows symbol? Four-flag windows symbol over there. Left hand side down corner.
No, I can't.
The windows. Can you see the magnifying glass symbol? The magnifying glass symbol. Left hand side down corner. Click on it. Click on it.
Yeah.
Now type it over there. C for Charlie. C.
C.
Yeah, then M for mother, M.
Yes.
Then D for David, D.
Yes.
Now press enter. Now, once you will press enter, you will get a black box on your computer screen. You got that?
Yes.
The server box, okay. Can you see it's written Microsoft Corporation, all right reserved?
Yes.
And there will be a username. Okay. Now, let me tell you, this is a black server box. Okay. Now, from here, we are going to check the network statics. Okay. Now, where the cursor is blinking, type it over there. N for Nancy. N.
N.
Then E for Echo. E.
Yes.
T for Tango, T.
Yes.
Okay, then S for sugar, S.
Yes.
Then T for tango, T.
Did you say D?
T, T, like T for Tina, T.
T?
Yes, T, T, like T for tango, T. Okay.
Yes.
Then A for alpha, A.
Yes.
Then T for tango, T.
Yeah.
Now press enter. Once you will press enter, you will, if there will be any online foreign address will be there, then you will get it on your computer screen. Okay. Now what you can see? Can you see any active connections over there?
No. Just says local.
What you can see? Okay. Local address means your local address, okay? Internet address. Foreign address means the people who is trying to misuse with your internet, okay? And the state means state, what you can see under state?
Established.
Okay, established means they are still active on your line. So how many established you can see over there? Tell me the total number. Only the established.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay, that means 16 hackers are still active on your line, ma'am, as you can see over there. Okay, and under foreign address, what you can see?
Sorry? What?
Can you see foreign address? Foreign address.
No, yeah, it just says Jim Hayes.
Okay, I believe Jim Hayes will be one of your family member who is a user of this computer, right?
No, there's no one.
Okay, no one. So this is the main concern, okay? So what foreign, you below the foreign address, can you see over there the many addresses?
It just says local address.
Local address, yeah. So 16 times hackers has been trying to misuse with your personal things, okay. Local address means your local address, foreign address means the people who have been trying to misuse with your personal details, okay. And the state means they are active. That means 16 connections are still active. Now do one thing, close the black box. Close it. X out of it.
Gone.
Now open up Google. Now I had already passed this request to the senior technical team. Okay. Now do one thing, ma'am. As I had told you yesterday, there was a transaction of $300, right? Like what hackers were trying to do is yesterday, they were trying to do a transaction of $300 using the eBay. Okay, now do one thing, check your accounts, like the amount has been held from our side, okay, but for your safety, check your account, check your statements, and let me know, do you find any transaction of $300 or not in your statement? Okay, just check me and let me know of yesterday dates.
Okay, goodbye.
Sorry.